My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into our Warriors Weekly podcast. Happy New Year to everybody. First one of 2023. Great to be rejoined again by Matt Steinmetz. I'm John Dickinson. And Steiny, as we record this, the Warriors are about to wrap up this 8-game homestand. Couple of games to go. Warriors fresh off their first loss on the homestand as the Pistons beat the Warriors at Chase. So the Warriors shorthanded. Helps on the way, it sounds like, but 5-1, and finally, as I put it on the post game show, they finally got after it felt like there were a couple of chances for teams to maybe beat them, even though they've really been highly competitive on this homestand overall.
Yeah, and it's funny, JD, because we're doing this podcast, about 2 hours before my regular show. I know you did the post game last night, and I was just listening to the station in the morning, and somebody said, what'd you think of the game last night? And they immediately, I think it was Dibs and Willard. I went on social media last night, and it's like everybody's talking about Jordan Poole. Like everybody's talking about Jordan Poole, the turnover, trying to do too much. And I guess what I think about this game, like he was very low on my priority list. To me, my big picture takeaway, and we talked about this last night, you brought it up, the fact that, nothing's been easy on this road trip, on this homestand rather. And yes, they've done everything they needed to do standings wise, but they've been carried by the veterans and they've been playing big minutes, and these are close games and they're kind of high intensity games. Will that take a toll down the line? Like that's a big deal. The second thing would be real quick, and I'll just let you play off these then. You have to ask yourself, okay, well, why have we lost to the Pistons twice? You start figuring out because we have a little bad. Well, why? Because they're young, they're athletic, they're pretty well coached, and they got some young talent. So, okay, you're vulnerable to maybe teams like that without taking care of things. And then to me, Wiggins, they had nobody who can guard Bogdanovich. So those were the three things I took away. And then, if you want to talk about Jordan Poole, he's trying to do too much. Hopefully he'll figure it out. You know what I mean? It's less of a big deal than giving up 122 also. Those things are much more to me important, but go ahead, man. Have at it.
I think you're right. And Jordan Poole was a big part of the post game last night. Had a couple of callers, had a lot of people on the text line. Is Jordan Poole ever going to learn? Is Jordan Poole going to be a Warriors system player when it comes to sharing the basketball? And I guess we can start there and move on to some of the other things. But it just to address that, since it seems like that's what everybody kind of wants to hear about today, at least. I mean, the Warriors would not be in the position that they're in where they've won 5 of 6 on the homestand if it hadn't been for Jordan Poole offensively playing at an extremely high level. Basically, not being Steph Curry, because that's foolish to even say, but getting 25 to 30 points a night because the Warriors need somebody that has to score because they're so woefully shorthanded. So I think to nitpick the fact that because now he's moved up in the pecking order for the time being and for the most part been able to be effective, now we're going to do the thing where it's, you know, because he's the de facto one or two in terms of the pecking order, depending upon Klay Thompson, now he has to be treated as if every other one or two would be treated in the NBA if those players are making mistakes down the stretch in games. And it's foolish on that note, because in essence, you're treating Jordan Poole as if he's a superstar, which he's absolutely not a superstar. And so that's borderline idiotic, frankly. But then you're also discounting the fact that he's really helped you on this homestand. And if you didn't have him, you might have zero wins in six games, and we'd be talking about Victor Wembanyama. So that's just kind of my, you know, two cents on that part of it. I mean, he's not a perfect player. He gets his handle a little off. I think sometimes he gets his footwork a little off on his move. Like, I think he thinks about the move that he's trying to make a little bit before he makes it, and then he gets twisted in the feet and you know, kicks the ball away or can't keep a handle on it when he's pressured. I mean, physical defenses and length have bothered him in the past. And you say this all the time, and you're right. Sometimes it's not about the defense on an individual play. It's the cumulative of, man, all game you faced 35, 40 minutes of, you know, length and bothersome defense. And then in a moment where you really need to make a play, you're just a little bit off. And therefore, maybe it is an unforced turnover, as a couple of these late in game turnovers have appeared to be for Poole.
What I think is unfair is Steph Curry was as careless as Jordan Poole at this point in his career, I believe, having watched Steph Curry his whole career. And even to this day, it's lingered as part of his reputation. He can turn it over, right? I mean, sometimes he gets careless. Now, the thing that to me I think is unfair is, and I'm not saying Poole will be Curry, but I believe we're judging almost Jordan Poole at 23 as we look at Curry now.
Yeah.
Like, of course he hasn't earned the 10 years that of Steph Curry's career, but this guy, I'll take him in a second.
Yeah.
Seriously. And like, I would rather have a guy that, like, yes, there's some nights he's going to play bad, but those are the nights where your team is good enough to win. And they're going to be nights, because he's Jordan Poole. He's going to actually win you games when nobody else plays well. Like, I'll take a couple of those guys.
And the bottom line, when you get everybody healthy, is Jordan Poole is one of four or five options to be in the finishing lineup for Steve Kerr. Like, you know, Steph and Klay are out there with Draymond and Wiggins. Like, those four are just set at the end of big games or playoff games. But Jordan Poole could be out there at the end if he's playing well and the matchup suits it. Could be Kevon Looney out there. Hell, maybe it's Jonathan Kuminga that's out there if he's healthy in certain matchups. And we've seen, you know, Iguodala, or even maybe DiVincenzo now could be a guy that's shown that he could be the fifth if you need maybe a little bit more defense and ball handling and aren't worried about having somebody that's a guaranteed lock shooter, a guy that can hit shots, but it's not a great shooter necessarily. So I think the money component is part of this thing too. I think a lot of fans see, hey, Jordan Poole's going to be a $30 million player here moving forward, and he needs to start performing like it. And that means, and again, I think it's silly to think this way, but I do think a lot of Warrior fans look at it almost like he needs to be treated, because of the money, as a pseudo star, or as the star of the second timeline. And I think they get themselves all twisted in knots when they watch some of these games, as if he's got to get it done on a level that superstar players don't consistently get it done. And I think it's unfair. I think it's, you know, not to go Mark Jackson on you, but take your 5-1 and be happy about it, for crying out loud, given the fact that you know, the Warriors had some 50-50 wins on this homestand. I mean, let's just be honest. They could be 2-4 on this homestand. They're not. They deserve credit for that. But a big part of the reason why they're not is Jordan Poole's played well.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, I'm absolutely with you on Jordan Poole. And you know what? For the people that do that, you know what I'm going to do from now on? I swear to God, I'm just going to out literalize him. I'm going to say, no, I'm sorry. He's only making 3.9 this year. You can't. You can't treat him like a $25 million player. He's not. Not now. Next year, you want to do it next year? Do it next year. Can't do it this year. I'm serious.
I hear you.
What else hit you?
Well, let's keep going on this, because I do think the big takeaway, and we were going back and forth on this, it didn't quite make the post game last night because there was so much other stuff going on. But I do think when you take a step back and look at this homestand as a whole, and look, the Warriors, by the way, have to win at least one more game, if not both of these last two, because I'll tell you what, you go 5-0 and end up 5-3. I think that's a little disappointing, to be honest. And I'll give you another reason why. You go 5-3, you're under 500 when the homestand ends again overall. And to me, if you're under 500 when it begins and you're under 500 when it ends, then that's a disappointing homestand. But like, to me, right, it was almost you had to get at least six. You tell me you're going to win the next five, you better at least get the sixth one. If you do that, and again, it's semantics, it's one game in the grand scheme of things, everything's really tight. But you tell me you do that and you get Steph and Wiggins back, either last game for Wiggins of the homestand, Steph for the first game of the road trip, then I think you got some action if you're the Warriors, assuming you remain healthy. But the big thing that stands out to me is just, and I have commended the Warriors for this, but how hard they've worked, Steiny, on this homestand to win every single game from the beginning, which I think was an easy one against Memphis,
right?
Christmas night, national audience, rivalry type game with the Grizzlies, clearly a team where there's some mutual disdain between the two clubs. So, you know, Draymond and Clay want that one, and they lead the charge. I think everybody else falls in line. They want to kind of shut Memphis up for a night, and the Warriors were able to play well and do it. The one thing that we all knew is there were some winnable games moving forward, but this roster that the Warriors are currently putting out there, there weren't going to be any blowouts, and there weren't going to be any games where, you know, this team just dominated. Maybe in some stretches they could. I do, though, give Draymond and Clay and Looney, I give them a lot of credit for working their asses off to try and win every one of these games. Some where they've had leads that have gone away and they've had to win them late. A few where they've been down most of the game and they've just kind of hung around and then made a run late and won with some tremendous fourth quarter defense. Like, the Warriors have needed every single one of these wins, so I'm not discounting it at all. And I said that going into the homestand. But the one thing I do think about moving forward here is this homestand on Draymond number one and Clay number two, because they've had to play so many minutes at such a high level, they felt almost like pseudo playoff games for this team in a middle of a regular season. I would think there's some concern of, you know, this homestand taking a toll later on down the line for those players that have had to fight and scratch their way through it.
I think that's fair. And I mean, I guess maybe you could, the way you would look at it is now's when they need, you know, ideally, if that's correct, okay, well, it's happening at the time that you get Wiggins and Curry back. So they can now maybe draw back a little bit, if you know what I mean. And then Kuminga and Wiseman, at least they're taking up minutes as the season moves forward. And maybe once the All-Star break comes, you can start managing that aspect of it. But for now, you know what I mean? But for now, I think they got to, you know, if they can get to, I think if they're at the All-Star break, let's say it's 50 games and they can get to, they're at about six or seven. well, let's just say six. I think at that point they will try to maintain six. And if they have to, you know, if they have to sit guys consecutive games, just to, you know what I mean? They almost like a baseball team that sets up its pitching rotation going into a series almost.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to have that luxury because I think the schedule's going to get tough.
What? No, that's best case scenario in which, like, you know, Curry comes back and can carry him for 3 weeks, and then you know, maybe he can give Clay a little time off or something like that. But I don't disagree with you that that's best case scenario.
Yeah, I think. Because and the reason I say that is I think part of what the Warriors are up against here, as well as the last couple of weeks have gone, and especially if they can finish it with another win or two on the homestand, this is only the beginning of the run that they're going to have to go on to get to where they ultimately want to be and to give themselves the best shot going into the playoffs. Like I have sensed. Again, and this happens whenever the Warriors win a few games in a row. I have sensed this tone of, oh, well, they're back. They're fine now. And the truth is, yes, they are. If you're assuming that they're going to be fully healthy the rest of the way, one, which I don't totally think that you can assume, but also you're assuming that when Steph and Wiggins come back, everybody's just going to play the same as they've played here during this homestand. And I think you have to allow for an adjustment period where, yes, the core players are used to playing together. But, you know, Jordan Poole now is going to have to, at some point here soon, go back to the bench when he's gotten seemingly a lot more comfortable in the starting lineup. Dante DiVincenzo, I think, has benefited from knowing that he's going to play probably 30 minutes a game and can make some mistakes. But we've also seen that DiVincenzo can make some big shots and make some big defensive plays and make some big passes. But he's going to have to fit his game into that box that we always talk about. It's going to go from the 30-plus minute box down to the 20-minute box. And I think the other part of it for me is, you know, Klay Thompson, too. I mean, we talked about this. And Clay, I think, has really benefited, and he's been terrific during the homestand in the games that he's played. I think he's benefited from the fact that nobody's thinking about how many shots he's taken ever right now because it's him and Jordan Poole. And those guys, they can take 25 shots a night right now because Steph and Wiggins are out and nobody's going to call him on it. In fact, not only is nobody going to call him on it, it's encouraged. And
they need it.
It's necessary. Exactly. And so I think Clay, and I think last night's a perfect example of he got off to a bad start. He was 5 of 15 going into the fourth quarter. And I think I joked with you even earlier than that. I said, hey, Clay's 1 of 6, but you know what? He's not worried about it tonight because he knows he can take 20 more shots over the next three quarters. Yeah. And at some point he can get hot. He got hot in the fourth quarter, 6 of 8. Knocked down 3 threes, had the big game tying three. And I think even Klay Thompson, in a way, if you go back to the team meeting and basically Draymond saying he was being a little selfish and needed to focus more on the team and just relax, I think Klay has to fit his game in a box now with Wiggins and Steph a little bit that, you know, to get this thing cooking with everybody on the same page. And so I think the physical toll is one thing, but also the ability to get everybody working together at a high level is another part of this. You can't just assume, Steiny, that everybody's going to just play the same way once the roles shift a little bit and some of the minutes decline for some of these, or opportunities in Clay's case to score decline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and also, what you hope is during that process, and let me add to it, you know, Wiggins hasn't played in a while. Like, Wiggins might be, like, physically weak to start this next stretch when he comes back. So he'll have an adjustment. And I really think what you hope is, you know, you get another one on this homestand, ideally two, and then, you know, then the five-game road trip comes up, and that's really where you're talking about fitting people back into the boxes. And I think the hope is, can you begin that process and still get a couple wins? Can you get two wins on that trip? Those last two games are going to be very difficult.
You got to get two of the first three. Like, let's be honest. You got to get two of the first three.
Right. Or you're compelling yourself to have a signature win before you come home, essentially. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you better have a signature win then. Otherwise, forget the record. It's more the, yeah, you go 1-4 on that road trip. Now you're what, 4-21 on the road? Then you've got to, you know, I mean, that'll still be something they have to prove. What else, you got on your list?
Yeah,
back and forth.
Yeah,
first time we got. Are we good?
Yeah, we got some time. We got about 10 minutes or so, 10, 12 minutes.
Okay, cool.
I noted the Draymond technicals. That was something that I know
I think one of those will be rescinded.
Okay, so you're saying from 12 to 11. I was trying to find, and I couldn't last night in the short, you know, time that I had between the end of the game and the post game. 12 texts for Draymond right now. It seems like he's way ahead of pace. I know Steve Kerr after the game said, hey, Draymond knows when to dial it down, like when he gets close. But I don't think he's ever had this many this early, if that makes sense. And yeah, maybe one gets rescinded. But I mean, and the reason I bring it up is because, again, yeah, you get to 16, you're sitting out. But if you get to 18, you're sitting out again. You get to 20, you're sitting out again. So, again, I'm not saying he's going to miss multiple games, but there may be a game where, you know, this year they may have to be without him for a game at some point down the stretch. And they didn't have him last night, which might have hurt him in the final minute.
But you know what? He's probably thinking to himself, he knows the number, right? 16.
Of course.
So on 16, it's a one-game suspension?
Yes.
Okay, so
17's a freebie.
And he's probably thinking, well, once I get to 16, I get my five-game grace period where the officials are afraid to give me the T because we all know it's going to suspend me. So I get my five-game grace period to go over the line until somebody finally has had enough.
And then you make sure
he's that smart.
You make sure you get that one in the first of a back to back to where you're going to miss mm-hmm. the second of a back to back anyway, and then you come back. So yeah, I mean, look, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's that big a deal, but it is something that got asked about last night. The other thing was Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. I mean, the Detroit game specifically. But really the whole homestand at different points. I mean, I kind of made the joke to you because we've talked a lot about, oh, look at the Warriors. They're winning all these games. And the young guys are really helping. And honestly, I think it's a misnomer because Kuminga now has been out the last couple of games. Moody's played a few minutes. Patrick Baldwin's played a couple of minutes. But really it's been Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb that have helped them. And I guess I should consider those guys young guys, but because they're two-way players and a little bit more experienced from their college experience, I don't consider them young guys. Also, I guess I consider the lottery picks to be the, quote, young guys. I don't even consider Jordan Poole necessarily to be a young guy because he's been a part of a championship core last year and helped them win it and started a lot. But, I mean – they have been as important or more important. And you know what? I don't even think it's crazy to say they've been Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb have been more important than any of the lottery picks this season, even Kuminga. They've had more games where they've helped the Warriors in a bigger way than any of the lottery picks from the last couple of years. And when you start looking at how the Warriors map out a bench here for the stretch run and even the playoffs, they got a little bit of a conundrum, I think.
Maybe. And here's the thing, and here's where I think you and I are more similar. So, like, when I look at a team and try to assess them, I look at the Warriors' homestand. They're 5-1. So, on the one end of the spectrum, you talk about these guys are tough, gritty. They've won close games. They've done what they've had to do. They've kind of turned the corner. This, that, and the other thing. Well, the other end of the spectrum that you always must allow for is, you know, they're a couple of tough three-pointers away from being 2-4. Well, you know, I saw a lot of guys in Golden State during the lean years that basically did what these guys are doing, but they'd lose all those games. They would be too. Mark Jackson, Jason Caffey. I wrote Earl Boykin.
Oh yeah.
These are. I'm not denigrating them, but what I'm saying is, you got to be careful with those guys. That you can really see how you are living on the edge.
Well,
go ahead.
No, just real quick. The thought that I had was, and I've said this a few times, and it does come off as a little, I don't know, disrespectful is maybe not the right term, but it comes off as a little maybe overly blunt. And it's and I've said to people at times, like in last night, the Warriors lose to the Pistons, and you've seen it. Those teams that you mentioned, they'd have a stretch every year where they'd win 6 out of 8, and you'd be, right. Oh, is there something here? And then they'd lose 11 in a row, and you'd be like, oh no, they're not. And what I'm getting at is, like, if this current team without Steph and without Wiggins and now without Kuminga had to play an 82-game season.
Oh, right, exactly.
I mean, they'd probably be a 25-win team. But you know what? 5 or 6 of the 25 would have been, hey, remember that stretch around Christmas and New Year's where they played really well in that homestand? And wow, that was the bright spot of the season. I mean, we've both covered teams like that.
And ideally, that's all you're going to need out of them.
Exactly.
Ideally. You don't want these guys playing in March and April.
Well, but who's going to be playing if Anthony Lamb's not right. going to be playing? But that is a fair question because you've got a specific role here.
And you're right. I mean, I don't mean this to denigrate him either, but if Lamb and Jerome, I mean, first of all, if they have this kind of role in March or April, the season's over. Then the Warriors are done. Like they won't be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like if these guys continue to play 25, 30 minutes a night, that means somebody's hurt. That means, you know what I mean? That means something will have gone wrong somebody is not, you know, you just can't play Kuminga.
I guess where I'm coming from, Steiny, is do the Warriors have enough role players right now to where Anthony Lamb isn't going to have to at least be a 10 to 15 minute part of the rotation down the stretch in the season? Ty Jerome, I'm kind of with you because I think if Steph comes back and you've got Steph and Clay and you've got Poole and DiVincenzo, I mean, really, Ty Jerome isn't going to play. If the Warriors are fully healthy at the guard spots, Ty Jerome isn't playing, and therefore he doesn't need to be active and he doesn't need to use his games and he doesn't need to be on the playoff roster at that point. So Ty Jerome, I think, is almost in a separate category. But Lamb, when you look at it isn't as simple as, well, just give Kuminga his minutes, like you hear from a lot of fans. I mean, one, Kuminga's injured now, but they do two different they have different skill sets. And Kuminga is somebody that has shown the more opportunities he gets, the less effective sometimes he gets. And he's just effective in a different way than Lamb is. I guess what I'm saying is, are the Warriors going to have to sign Anthony Lamb into that 15th roster spot? Or is somebody from a trade going to be a bigger part of it?
No, I misunderstood. Like, I don't know how many minutes those two guys had together last night, but they were both way over 20, right?
Lamb 27 and 26.
Yeah. So what I meant is, if those guys are playing 27, if they're splitting 50 minutes in March and April, you're done. I mean, like then the season's over. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going to tell me, could there be a role for Lamb 10, 12 minutes again? Yeah, that I could see too. Like that wouldn't bother me that I could see, because Lamb does give them Lamb's been fine. It's
been solid.
Yeah, it's been fine.
I mean, a night like last night, him and Jerome were the only reason they didn't get blown out against the Pistons, to be honest, because that game was close to being that at a couple of different points, and the Warriors just didn't have it. Final 2-3 minutes here, Steiny. What's left on your list? I think some of mine are more minutia from last night's game. Good news on Curry. I think that was something I know on your show.
Oh, dude, he's coming back for that Alamo. How about the way that worked out?
You love that Alamo game more than I do, and I already liked it. This is funny, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Spurs' 50th anniversary, they're trying to set an all-time attendance record, which I believe is about 62,000. I got to get all the details there. But the Alamo Dome's obviously a football stadium. But it's just like, to me, it's, I don't know, the coinciding of – knowing that they're at about 53,000 tickets sold, they want to get to 65. And I was just thinking this the other day, you know, it's like, or last night, it's like, I get it. It's just a regular season game in the middle of January between one team that stinks and one team that's 500. But, you know, it could be, it's possible it could go down to it could end up being a historic game. Like, the first thing is, it's just so funny how it works out that the game's most popular player is going to be coming back at the same time a visiting arena is trying to set the coincidence there is too funny. Well, like, they have the biggest draw to help. Like, and that's why they did it in the first place, but Curry was hurt. Anyway, you know, and I was thinking – and this is where we're going to have to probably end it. But I've always talked to you about this. Like, the Warriors have, like, I feel like they've never, as great as they've been, and they've earned the right, they've never played that game within a game where they, you know, try to manipulate the game a little bit. You know
like
what I mean?
Try to get somebody 7 points.
Hey, yes.
I'm Larry Bird. I'm going to play left-handed tonight, yes, and we're still going to win the game.
Yes. It's just everything to me is working out. First of all, we all know when Curry comes back, he's basically back. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to groove up. If I'm the Golden State, if I'm Draymond Green, I'm getting the team together, telling them all to keep their mouth shut. But here's what we're trying to do in the Allen. We're trying to get Steph 75 points in front of 75,000 people. And the thing about Curry that makes him so great is you could actually do it without diminishing the game. I really believe you could. If you get Steph Curry 40 shots, it's not going to look that bad, even if 24, but you know, he's going to make 9. You know what I mean?
It's the kind of thing, though, that I think the Warriors would probably wish at this point they're about 30-5.
No doubt.
And we're going in. Like, to me, you could play, and you're playing the Spurs, who are not a talented team. Obviously among the least talented teams in the league. So maybe there's more leeway to do it, but yeah, you're right. The Warriors haven't bought into that. They haven't bought into, you know, the night Clay had 60.
They've never, right.
He might've had 80, but he didn't play in the fourth quarter, which is part of the lore of the 60 was he did it in 29 minutes.
Yep.
But yeah, the night that Clay hit the 14 threes, I mean, there have been nights where Steph's had special games going, and so you're right. So that'll be that's something interesting to monitor as the Warriors get closer to the end of the homestand and the road trip. Quick final thought, or you want to call it on that note? We should probably call it on that note.
Yeah, let's call it.
All right. For Matt Steinmetz, I'm John Dickinson. We'll talk to you next week here, our Warriors Weekly podcast for 95.7 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.